DECA News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 20, Pretoria 21, Tzaneen 24. Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana has officially gazetted the Rates and Monetary Amounts and Amendment of Revenue Laws Bill. The amended legislation, which reverses the 0.5 VAT hike introduced in the budget in March, will still face parliamentary review. Godongwana told the SABC that in making the decision, he followed Parliament's request to engage political parties.
Parliament, in accepting the fiscal framework, made a condition that during the next 30 days, I must focus on the proposals that are going to be submitted by a number of political parties. And I did exactly that in order to find revenue sources to replace the VAT. Came to the conclusion that we might well find some resources with additional revenue from SARS.
Meanwhile, the DA and ANC are meeting today for another round of talks amid growing tensions within the government of national unity. A major flashpoint has been the now shelved VAT hike. DA leader John Steenhuisen.
You know, we are at the stage of a statement of intent. It's a signed agreement, and we are playing our part in trying to move the country forward in a way that doesn't harm the economy and harm our citizens. And, you know, if you want to kick us out for opposing VAT, I think it's going to be a very difficult wicket to defend.
Action SA in Ekurhuleni is calling for the implementation of strong accountability measures in the Metro's energy and finance departments over the billing system discrepancies. The Metro's chief information officer, Moloko Mapuyao, has been suspended over allegations of mismanagement linked to a 2 billion rand revenue loss. Action SA's Philip Dolo says the revenue loss is attributed to issues including inaccurate billing systems, meter reading discrepancies and account manipulations.
Action SA believes that the scope of the investigation should include all the three departments involved, ICT, energy and finance. As the departments responsible for service distribution and billing, they should explain why they failed to identify the discrepancies earlier.
And the Vatican is making final preparations for Pope Francis's funeral as the last of huge crowds of mourners filed through St. Peter's Basilica to view his open coffin. Many of the 50 heads of state and 10 monarchs attending tomorrow's ceremony in St. Peter's Square are expected to arrive later today in Rome. Italian and Vatican authorities have placed the area surrounding St. Peter's under tight security with snipers on roofs and fighter jets on standby. More on jackaroundafm.com. Click on news. I'm Miel Pinaar, hoofdnieuwste hier. Die minister van Finansies publiseer die terugtrekking van die BTW-koers in die staatskoerant.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love. Non-stop.
This is what we do.
On Jacaranda FM.
You took your time with the call.